Yisro, Tavshinayim Ches. This is all going to be about Anochi. Anochi.
The first mitzvah?
Right, the first, but also about the word Anochi. It says, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hoceicha Me'aretz Mitzrayim, Mibeis Avadim. That's the first of the Aseres Hadibros. Then it says afterwards, Lo Yeh Lecha Elohim Acherim Al Ponai. Should I have no Elohim Acherim? So Rashi explains, doesn't mean like he or other gods. God forbid, Chas V'Chalila. Rashi gives different explanations to it. Elohim Acherim. Either Acherim, other people made them into gods. Fake, it's a hoax. Or Elohim Acherim means they're like strange to you. You call out to them, they don't answer you because they can't answer you because they don't exist. Right, then they don't have the ability to answer you, I should say. They don't have the ability to answer you. That's the second of the Dibros, right? Lo sas v'chol pesa v'chol tmuna she b'shamayim imav l'aretz mitachas v'asher b'mayim mitachas l'aretz, right? No figurines, no forms of worship, other things. Lo sishtachave lehem v'lo savdeim. You shouldn't bow to them, you shouldn't serve them. Ki anochi, once again, the word anochi, right, Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem Elokecha, Asher Ekel Kana, I am a record, I am a Kana. So I'll get, you want a Chumash?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, 1 second.
We should see it inside. So this is the first mitzvah, and all these are subcategories of the first mitzvah?
No, this is what he calls. This is the Anochi Hashem Elokecha is the first. Lo Yeh Lecha is the second. Right? And the first is, this is number one. This is number two.
Right.
This is an expansion on this. Oh. Right? This is an expansion on this. And then there's actually discussion about it exactly. What, you know, what, you know, how do you, why is it not why it's considered 10 Dibros when you've got all these other things in here mixed in?
So, right.
That's
so
a discussion. Right?
How do you...
Right.
Elaborating on that.
Right. So we're not going to elaborate on that. And it is a long discussion. It's a long discussion, a long
why
long
it's not.
No, in other words, these are like kilo, let's put it this way, it's like kilo subsets of Lo Yeh Lecha. Right? Not to that you shouldn't have any other gods. So included in that is don't bow, don't make, don't what do you call it, don't receive from somebody else. You know, these are all different Yisurim that are generated by Lo Yeh Lecha. So here's Anochi Hashem Elokecha.
Is this the first
pasuk
in the
Chumash? No, first pasuk in the Aseres Hadibros. Aseres Hadibros. Right. Shotzitzich Mi'aretz Yisrayim. Beis Avodim Lo Yeh Lecha Elohim. Right, this when you say Elohim, because it's not referring to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's referring to false. Elohim Acherim Al Panai. Right? Should not have any in front of me, because everything's in front of Hashem, so don't make up, to concoct things, we call false gods, or what do you call it, don't serve a god who can't listen to you, who can't respond to you, right, etc. Right, then we go on. Right, don't make any idols. Right, no figurines, nothing said from the heaven, the earth, etc. Right, from the seas. Los eshtachav elahem, don't bow to them. Los avdeim, don't serve them. Ki anochi, once again, we return to that word anochi. Anochi, I, Hashem, Elokecha. Right, you recall the Hayahovah who is what he calls Mashkiach upon you. Kael Kana, I am a jealous, what do you call it, God, as it were. Pokeir Avon Avos, Al Banim, Al Shileshim, Val Ribayim, the son I, and I will appoint, you know, I will keep a tally of the Avon Avos. Right, the sins of the fathers, when the sons continue in them, up to, you know, four generations or so, not for those who are my enemies, etc. Those who hate me, I should say. Fine. Right, and then, those chesed lafim, on the contrary, on the other side.
Subcategories are included in the,
In Lo Yeh Lecha. My Lo Yeh Lecha. Okay. Right, and on the, this is four generations. But when it comes to chesed, also chesed la lofim, la avai, la shomim, I do chesed for thousands, right? La avai, for those who love me, la shomim, and those who guard my mitzvos. And then we come to the third of the Aser Sedibush, which is don't take Hashem's name in vain. That's the third one. The second one is lo yelecha. The first one is anochi, you have to believe in Hashem. Lo yelecha, that's the second one. Don't have any other false gods. The third one is lo sisa, don't take Shem's name in vain. Right? Okay. So, says the Sefer HaChinuch on the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Yeah, see it? It says, L'ha'amin, she'ish l'olam eloka, echad, you have to believe the world has one God, yeah. Shehim tzi kol hanimsa, who brought into being everything that exists. Umikocho v'chetzo, and from his koach, and from his will, right, his strength and his will. Haya kol mashehu, everything has been only because of him. V'shehaya v'shiyeh la'adiyad, and he has always been, and he always will be, forever and ever. But nothing on our Torah. He took us out of Mitzrayim and he gave us the Torah. This is all part of believing that Hashem, what do you call Anochi Hashem Elokecha? Because remember, the pasuk says Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher hotzeicha mi'eretz Mitzrayim. So on the one hand, this is the first of the Aseres HaDibros. This is the beginning of the giving of the Torah, right? And it refers back to Yetzias Mitzrayim. So part of the emuna in Hashem is that He is the one who took us out of Mitzrayim, and that record, and that He gives us the Torah. Shenamar b'tchilas nesinas v'torah.
The first three mitzvahs are more about emuna.
They're what do you call again? The first two for sure are about emuna. The third is already not taking Hashem's name in vain, etc. Mm-hmm. Right. Nice. That was called Shabbos. Keep it up, aim. Right, really the first set of luchos, like the Maharal says, the first tablet of the two is really in tuning your relationship with the Creator.
The first two?
No, the first of the two tablets. In other words, the shnei luchos abris. Right, the first one helps you deal with Elohim, even though that includes also Shabbos and Kibbutz Avaim. Right. Right, mm-hmm. And the second, right, and then there's los sirtzach, los sinach, right, yeah. Etc. Those are how you deal with the tzelem Elohim, with another person, other people. Anyway, so back to
the last five.
Those last five, right? So the chinuch, right? The Sefer Chinuch says that the mitzvah of emuna is l'hamin sheish l'olam eloka. That there is the world has a mashgiach upon him, Eloka. He is balakochos kulam. He is the one who is would call driving everything in the world. Echad shehimtzi kol nimtza, and he gave being to everything that is. Mikolkov echetzaya kol mashahu, and from his strength and from his will, everything has transpired. Right. Everything transpired according to his will. He will be forever.
This is a commentary now on Anochi.
This is recall. This is the Chinuch's explanation of the mitzvah Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Sefer Chinuch, right? He writes all the mitzvahs, and he talks about what the mitzvah represents, and the foundation of the mitzvah, and some of the dinim of the mitzvah, which is dealing with the first part of what he writes. Mm-hmm. Because it says, really cool, this is the, it, we know it's giving us the Torah, because this is the first mitzvah of the Aseres HaDibros, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, right? And it refers to, Asher Tosicha Me'eretz Yisrael, I took care of Mitzrayim, so we know that part of the mitzvah of Anochi is to know that Hashem is giving us the Torah, right? He's the one who took us out of Mitzrayim. Okay? Uperusho, right? And the perush of this, Ki'ilu Amar, it's as though he said, Teidu, you should know, V'taminu, and you should believe, She'esh lo'olam eloka, that there is, what we call, there's a God, Kimilas Anochi Torah al HaMetzius. We'll see that the word Anochi is not the same as Ani. Ani, right, is when, like I said, I'm identifying an act that I did, or identifying I'm identifying, a quality of mine, right? Let's say if I say Ani Gadol, I am big, right? For I say Ani Halachti, I went, right? When you say Anochi, though, you're identifying I am I. Right, and it's not just identifying me as I talk to somebody else. Right?
You classify Anochi as a verb?
No, it's a noun. I. It means I, but it's a different usage of I than when I just say I. In English, it's I. There's all there is. Yeah. But in Lashon HaKodesh, there's both Ani and there's Anochi. This is the way the Anochi is a comment on who I am. This is who I am. This is who I am. Anochi.
Hashem is commenting.
Right. Anochi. I want you to know this about me. This is who I am. Kimilas Anochi Torah ala Metzius talks about my being, not just that identifying, you know, that I did this or I did that. Right? It's identifying my being. Kav Yochel. Asher Amar Shotzisicha Lomar Shul Yifte Levavchev Lakachas Inyan Teischem Avdus Mitzrayim Umakos Amitzrim Derech Mikre. In other words, part of your understanding who I am is that you have to know that what took place in Mitzrayim is not just, you know, chance. Again, chance meaning what he called, in other words, not just chance that what he called that it happened, and God forbid Hashem wasn't the source of it, but chance meaning that it like was totally, you know, that's the way, you know, God's will sort of unfolded, or it was reactive to the situation, right? I'm the source of it. I took you out with my will and my hashgacha. In other words, my involvement with you, right? My closeness to you and my will, right? Were expressed in Yetzias Mitzrayim. Kmo shivtiach lavoseinu Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov. In other words, this was a plan long before they got to Mitzrayim. It wasn't like, okay, just fine. You know, it wasn't just chance. It wasn't like, you know, Kodesh Baruch Hu Kilu, you know, runs a gigantic roulette machine, right? He tosses in the balls, right? Round and round, she goes where she stops, nobody knows. And that's where it falls, that's what happens. But don't think that, God forbid. And don't even think, right, that Yetzias Mitzrayim was just a function of, well, you know, the Jews found themselves in a situation, and they said, okay, fine, I'm going to have to take them out, you know, etc. So I have to intervene over there.
So this was Hashem's plan.
Right, this is what he called. It wasn't just he was intervening in something that happened, etc. This was always a plan, because he is guiding everything from beginning to end, and along in the middle also. It's all according to his chayf, it's all according to his will. This is something he promised to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. It wasn't like, you know, okay, fine. The Mitzvah decided to be bad, so I said, oh, okay, I can't just let things go the way they are, but I'll intervene. It's not that. This was part of the plan. Okay?
So then obviously he knew that Adam was going to sin, and then the world was
going to... Hashem knows everything.
He knew that.
Right, Hashem knows everything. Every week, this is the age old, you know, good question. You know, if he knows everything, so how do we have free will? But that he tells us we do have free will. In other words, what the only chelik that we have personally in something, but I don't get lost in that now because we're not up to that just yet. Okay. Yeah, but the only chelik that we have in something is the degree to which we attach our will to it. Everything it's all there. It's all there. The degree to which we attach our will to it, right? That's our portion. That's our portion. That's called our bechira. Okay, fine. So then, now let's go down to the Malbim for a second. The Malbim is going to address the what he called in the second pasuk, right? We said the second sivu, I should say, right? Just like I said, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Hashem Tzisichem Yeretz Yisrael. So too, also when it comes to what he called to in the second of the Dibros, which is, you shall not have any other gods. So there's also a pasuk there that says, Losishtacha velahem, don't bow to them.
That's a subcategory.
Right, this is a subcategory of Lo Yelecha, right? Here's number one, here's number two. These are what are called expansions of number two.
So now you're doing Sefer Chinuch on the second half?
No, now we're going to look at the Malbim, on what he called on this pasuk over here. Lo sishtacha ve'lohem, ve'lo savdem ki anochi, once again, anochi, remember, anochi is not just I'm doing this. This is identifying me. This is something you need to understand about me. Anochi Hashem Elokecha kel kana. I am a jealous or zealous God. I'm jealous. What do you call it? In other words, if you choose to serve another, what do you call it? Some other fictitious force, right? I'm kilo. I'm going to relate to that just like a husband would relate to what he called to somebody. What do you call God forbid committing adultery with what do you call it, with his wife, right? Right. Anochi Hashem Elokecha Kel Kana. I am the Hashem, right? Who is what do you call Mashkiach upon you, and I am a Kel Kana. I am a what do you call it? I'm jealous. It's not like it's, oh, it's okay. You're okay. I'm okay. It's California. No sweat, right? So the Malbim says on this, right? Why again does it say Anochi Hashem Elokecha Kel Kana?
Why is it repeated?
Right, why does he use the word Anochi? It's just Ani Hashem Elokecha Kel Kana. I record it. It's just descriptive. No, it's not just saying that I will be jealous, I will react, etc. It's telling you something about me. It says what do you call it? The Hashem is saying this is telling you something about me. Karkasav te hevdel bein Ani uvein Anochi. I've already discussed in the Malbim. Yeah, the difference between the word Ani and Anochi. Shemilat Anochi ba ledayek shem hanose Anochi velo zulasi. Now this is me, and it's not anybody else.
Anochi, this is me.
Right, but this is me, and not anybody else. This is me, and not anybody else. As opposed to, in other words, this is some telling you something about me, not just, you know, identifying that I did this, right? Or someone else could have done it also. Oh no. This is only me. Ki haMitzrim hayu choshvim sheish poel tov upoel ra. The Mitzrim thought, right? This is where the Jews, after all, the Jewish nation was born in Mitzrayim. The Mitzrim thought that there is some force in charge of good, some force in charge of bad. Poel tov and poel ra. Hapoel tov hu kel rachum, right? The hapoel ra hu kel kano. Right? The one who, what he calls, the one who does good, the force that does good, sees Rachum, he has mercy. The poil Ron, the one who does, harsh things, right? Non-pleasant things, he's Kelkanah, he's jealous. So they figure there are two forces. Lachain diek b'milas anochi ki ein zulaso. Right? Therefore Hashem said, not only in anochi Hashem Lokech who took you out of Mitzrayim, but also he says, when you do Averas, right, that's your Ovid of Odazara, and I'm going to punish you, I am. So once again, it's the same Anochi who's Kel Kana. Don't think like the Mitzrayim, well, there's a force over here that, you know, that gives me a pat and a hug, and there's a force that can slap, right, etc. Yeah? It's all the same Anochi. It's all me. It's all me. It's all me. And not anyone else. Hashem Hamotzi Me'eretz Mitzrayim Hu Aksmo Kel Kana Lahanish Osera. The same Anochi who took us out of Mitzrayim, who delivered us, who saved us, who cared for us, right? Who broke all the rules of Teva in order to show his closeness to us, right? To identify, so we could be able to identify him and know more about him. That's the same Anochi who's, when if we're over to Avodah Zarah, who's going to give us a what for? Same one. Balze Amar the Medrash, and this is what it says in the Medrash, right? Hu v'yalkut al pasuk Anochi Anochi hu menachem chem, right? That's one of the seven haftorahs of consolation after Tisha B'Av. Starts with Anochi Anochi, again Anochi Anochi hu menachem chem. I'm the one who give you consolation.
Only me.
Right? Only this is I. This is me. This is me. There isn't anybody else, and I'm doing both things. Mishnei pa'amim. Anochi Shamarti B'Sinai Anochi Hashem Lekecha Asher Otzeisicha Me'eretz Yisrael Anochi Hashem Lekecha Kel Kanav Menachem Chem. That's what the Medrash says, that you should know when Hashem said, when he says to the Jewish people, you know, I'm going to console you, he says Anochi twice. Anochi Anochi Menachem Chem. Who is what the two Anochi is referring to? I am the Anochi who took you out of Mitzrayim, who cared for you, who intervened for you, who broke the rules of Teva for you, And the same Anochi who, when you did Averas, right, especially Avodah Zarah, I smacked you up and I punished you, right? Why? I'm the same Anochi. Right? Whether you're enjoying our relationship in a pleasant fashion, or God forbid, what do you call it, our relationship is being, as it were, manifest through pain, right? Through punishment, through suffering, it's all the same me. It's all for your benefit. The one who punishes and the one who gives reward is all one. The one who's doing, what do you call it, that which is bitter and painful to you is the same one who's doing the tov to you. And the punishment and all the galuyos, all the dispersions of the Jewish people, the rivers of tears and blood, yeah, that the Jewish people experienced over the millennia, by Yisurim and the suffering, Shehevi Aleichem, that was brought upon you, Hayu L'Tachlis Tov, they're all ultimately leading towards Tov. In other words, the one who loves you and cares for you is the same one who punished you, right? But he punished you not because he lost control of his temper, etc. He punished you because this was what he called was necessary for your benefit. I know the thoughts that I know about you, right? I'm passing in Yirmiya.
I know the thoughts that
will come. Look at that pasuk. Anochi yadati.
I know.
I've known. Es hamachshavos, the thoughts. Asher anochi choshev aleichem. And it's what? It's a strange thing. I know that what I'm thinking. Of course I know what I'm thinking. It's redundant, right? El is telling you that just as what he calls the anochi, you met me in history. Yeah, and the anochi who's there to intervene for you, to save you, you know me there as also the anochi who, when you're over to Avodah Zarah, right, and you're become, God forbid, kfira after courses, what he calls, your head is screwed on the wrong way, what he calls, it's the same anochi who's there to give you a smack. So that's the double anochi. Otherwise, the pasuk doesn't make any sense. I know the thoughts that I'm thinking. Of course, that's, you know, Baruch Hashem. That's
what's that in the context too? Why is he saying that?
He's proving once again this idea of what he called the two anochis referring to is one. Right. Because even the anochi where his jealousy comes out in the form of punishment is the same anochi who loves you, cares for you. Okay? Right? He says, Ani shalit bakina.
Isn't that obvious?
Obvious? What he calls something wasn't what they were used to in Mitzrayim. Right? Well, this is the Jerusalem. What he calls, you see forces of pleasantness. I mean, all the idolaters, right? Think about the idolaters. Who do we believe? What he calls, who's good to us? If we find the right clerk, right? In record in the area, somebody calls, oh, they took care of us. They're good for us. Right? Called, they're fine. And the one who, what he calls, gave us a hard time, that guy's blank, blank, blank. Right, etc. We forget about that it's all coming from Hashem. Everybody's just a screwdriver or a hammer in the hands of what he called the Rabbonu Shalom. He says, "Ani anochi kel kana ani shalit bakina." I have control over my jealousness, jealousy. The ain kina shall let this be. Right, nothing rules me. And as we, what he called, what happens? We fly off the handle. Right, we're not in control then. Right? Our drives are controlling us. Our angers, our desires are controlling us. Never the case by the Roshel. So we've seen so far that the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Lekecha is to know that Hashem intervened for us, right? That all this took place in what he called in because of his plan. And that it wasn't just reactive, it was part of a plan, and he was guiding us, right? We have to know that he was guiding us, and that's what all Yetzias Mitzrayim is about. We have to know that he's also part of the plan, he's giving us the Torah, because he introduces himself in the first of the Seres HaDibros with this name, Anochi, right? So the Anochi is part of the Tzivui, to know that Hashem, part of the plan is to introduce himself to us through Mitzrayim, right, to pull aside the curtain that hides his presence in the world and reveal himself to us so we should know who we're talking to. And that Anochi is the same Anochi who gives us the Torah. And here the Sefer Mitzvot Katan adds a new idea to this. Sefer Mitzvot Katan is one of the Rishonim, one of the Balei Tosfos. Right? Yeah. So he writes like this. He says, "Ubezet tali masha omu chachomim shesholin lo adam la'acha misa b'shas dino tzipis liyeshua." One of the questions they ask us after 120, get upstairs, they ask us, "Tzipis liyeshua, did you look forward to the redemption? Right? Did you look forward to it? Did you want it to be revealed? Right? When we say Yehi Shmei Rabba, Mevorach Le'olo Me'el Maya, what are we saying? We're saying let the name of Hashem be made great. In other words, may it reveal itself, may expand. Right? Right? May it expand from the highest point of His revealing Himself to creation. What they call it, Olam Atzilus. Yehi Shmei Rabba Mevorach Le'olam, the world of Atzilus. Le'olme, the worlds of Olmei, worlds of Bria and Yetzira, Olmaya, down on our earth here, and as may Hashem's presence flood the world, so we should see Hashem. We should His presence should be revealed to us. We should see His closeness.
Every time we see
Yehi Shmei Rabba. When we say Shema Yisrael, right, we're declaring that we know this is what he calls that this is our belief. Shema Yisrael, like Rashi says in Chumash, in Dvarim, in Veschanan. Shema Yisrael, right here, Israel, whatever the Shema means, yeah. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem, who is our Mashgiach upon us, Bashkocha Pratis, He's linked His name to our name, right? Elokeinu, He's Mashgiach Alina Bashkocha Pratis, because no one else would be Mekabel the Torah, no one else was interested in an intense relationship with Him. Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, we know one day He'll be revealed that all the nations of the world will know that He's one. Because His presence will flood the world in a way that everybody will recognize that He's one. That's our declaration. That's our declaration of faith. That's our whole attitude towards what he called, towards life, towards history, towards what history is evolving towards, etc. And then after we say, Baruch Hashem, Kvod Malchus, Olam Vayed, we give a bracha that His name should be made great. First we declare this is what we believe, then we say, Baruch Hashem, Kvod Malchus, Olam Vayed. So the Sefer Mitzvot Katan says that that which they ask us when we get upstairs, see peace to Yeshua. He says, where does that come from? How they ask? Where does it say you have to be a tzapel Yeshua? That you have to look forward to what he called the redemption. That Hashem should reveal Himself. Who says? How can that be one of the fundamental questions they ask us when we get upstairs? Where's that in Tariq Mitzvot?
Where's it in Tariq?
He says it's an expansion of the first mitzvah. Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeicha Me'aretz Yisrael. In other words, Who am I? I am the one, right? I am the one who reveals Himself to you through His Hashgacha. You saw that Mitzrayim. That's who I am, right? That's who I am. If that's who I am, right? With that degree of clarity, and you would call it, and that's the degree of clarity that you have to believe in me, so that means I have to reveal Myself again. We're living between two posts. One where Hashem revealed Himself to us in Mitzrayim, and then as we travel through the corridors of time, right, we hold on, we say Shema Yisrael, we say Baruch Hashem, we say Shema Yisrael, we say Baruch Hashem, we say Yehi Shmei Rabba, right, we say, but in order to get back to that clarity again, right, the seeing and believing, we need to have that experience again. That means you have to want to feel that closeness again, like you had it in Mitzrayim. So that means you have to want the Hashem to reveal Himself. So we hold on, but the mitzvah is to experience that closeness. There's no substitute for that closeness, for experiencing that closeness, other than Hashem revealing Himself again. So the mitzvah, tzipis Yeshua, says the Sefer Mitzvot Katan, is an expansion of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Of course you have to want that, because you have to want that closeness, that intensity of closeness. Right. Further.
That is one of the things I picked up in that saber, is that a person's level or degree of tshuva is dependent upon his desire to be close to Hashem.
Oh, okay.
I have to show you these things and differently someone teach that sefer. Very esoteric. A lot of things that were within complete sentences, you know, I mean, didn't know what a word meant when it fit in within a sentence. Not like you talk all the time.
All right, fine. So now look at the Beis HaLevi here. This is back. This is back in the beginning of Shmos.
Basically,
yeah. Moshe says, "Mi Anochi, Mi Anochi." Again, Ki Elech El Paro. Who am I? What am I? Who am I? Right? That I will go to Paro, the Chiyotzi as Bnei Yisrael Mitzrayim, and I'll take them out of Mitzrayim.
Moshe says that.
This emotion being when Moshe, Hashem first tells him, okay, I want you to go to Mitzrayim and take the Jewish people out of Mitzrayim. He says, well, me Anochi, who am I? What do I have to do with this? Like, who am I? How do I fit into this plan? How does this have to do with me, who am, who my essence? What does that have to do with this plan? And Rashi, Pirish Rashi, right? Me Anochi, Ma Ani Choshuv, Ledabri Mlochim. How do I have Chashivas to talk to Mlochim? Who am I? V'chi otzias bnei Yisrael, afim ani choshev, says Rashi, mazrochu Yisrael he asos anes. So Moshe Rabbeinu, according to Rashi, is asking two questions of Hashem. First of all, how do I fit into this plan? Why am I here? Right? Who am I? And the second thing that Rashi says is what merit do the Jews have to leave Mitzrayim? V'heishivu Hashem is baruch, and Hashem answers him. I'm going to be with you. The Shalto, and you ask, Maschus.
Moshe asked, what merit do I have?
Yeah, well, who am I that I can do this? So Hashem tells him, I'll be with you.
What kind of answer is that, though?
I said, if you believe, fine, Hashem is with you, then you can do it.
Yeah, merit.
Right, okay. The second question he asks is, what merit do they have to go out? So he says, Hashem says to him, right? Hashem says to him, right? The answer to that is they're going to be mekabel the Torah, right? Shalt mazchus biyodam asidim lekabel the Torah. Ish lahavin says the Beis HaLevi. My shayach hanishtei shelos zel zeh ki enochi mimazoch Yisrael. What is this? Moshe is going down a list. You know, you go, who am I and what's their merit? Did they belong in the same sentence? Like, what's the relationship between the two questions? Gam ol yesh lahavin.
Anachi.
Okay, see what you want to say.
I'm just playing.
Okay, fine.
So
right.
You're emphasizing.
Okay. Gam ol yesh lahavin, my ichvas lay. First of all, what is Moshe Rabbeinu asking? What merit do they have? What's it your business? What do you care? Shall we take them out? Some say, what do you got? What merit do they have? What are you asking for? Mayech Vaslay. Ima Kurzvoku wrote to the Golem, Gambalos Chus. Even if Hashem decides he wants to take him out without merit, that's his business. What do you got? What merit do they have? What do you need to know what merit is? That's Hashem's business, not yours. By Inyan Yivuar, Dine Bameh Delohayu Rak Redu Shana Harbei. Terutzim Namru
b'Midrashim. Hashem answers. It's none of your business.
Great question. So he says the issue is as follows: the Jewish people of Israel were in Mitzrayim only 210 years.
Yeah.
They're meant to be there 400 years.
400 years,
right? And they start kochin. You know, we don't know how you figure it out, but you start counting the 400 from, etc. Yeah, really, but these are just ways to accomplish. You know that Hashem says it's going to be there for 400 years, so we'll start counting from an earlier time, etc., etc., etc. But really, right? And in the Michilta and in the Medrash it says, Isa Yisrael Shalu Moshe. It says that the Jews asked Moshe when he showed up. He says, I'm coming to take you out. So they said to him, V'la'ein be'yadenu el reishud shana. We've only been here 210 years. They said to him, we've only been here 210 years. I thought in Brisbane and Sarami said we're going to be here 400 years. Amalehem, he said to them, Hoil v'chopes v'gulaschem, since Hashem wills and wants you to be redeemed, Eino ma'bit v'cheshbonchem, he's not looking at the numbers that you've actually been in Mitzrayim, 210 years.
Hashem said to tell them,
right, Moshe is telling them in the name of Hashem, that when since he decided to take you out, so he's not going to look at the exact numbers, what he called, he said 400, and instead we'll count the 400 from another time, we'll count from when Yitzchak was born, etc. But even though you yourselves, you Jewish people, you the descendants of the Shvatim, have only been here 210 years, okay, Don't worry about it. Ela medalag ela hori, medalag ela kitzim. Hashem was going to skip over what he called all the obstacles, right? Harivua dahaya be'emza azman. It's clear that they really went out early.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. They were recording. In other words, Hashem just, in order to fulfill the words, he said, we're going to take you out for 400 years. So we started counting from the time of the birth of Yitzhak, who was born, right, when things weren't 100% in Eretz Yisrael, blah, 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 etc. But really, what he called, but really, it was, you know, really, we weren't there the full time. Yeah. Nechzar.
Only because they were so cruel, guys, right?
Let me say to everybody, be part of it. He said also, we're going to go through other Galuyos also. Since we left after 210 instead of 400, right?
We're going to have to finish
paying off it afterwards. Right, to Bavel, Parthamadai, Yavon, Edom, we're sitting there for 2,000 years already when he caught. Right? Dabi Divrib, he named Moshe Rabbeinu Sirev, Harbe B'Shlichus Ozos. Moshe Rabbeinu, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't like interested in this shlichus. Bevara yesh lahavi, madua lo ratza leilech tovasan she Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu, he shows he's not interested in doing this. Doesn't want to do this. Why doesn't he want to do it? Doesn't he want to save the Jewish people?
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean? You got personal concerns, etc. What the heck? You save the Jewish people.
Yeah. Right. Rabban asked that question.
Yeah. Well,
why didn't he just say, let's go, let's move it?
Hello, Harbe Parmi, Maser Nafsho Bavoy Yisrael. Lots of times you see that he was Mamash Moser Nefesh. Right? When they sin with the Chet HaEgel, he says, Mechini Nami Sifrecha, erase me from the Torah, if you're not going to forgive them. So we see that he cares about the Jewish people. So why didn't we go to begin with? Why didn't Hashem says, go, okay, fine, let's go. Rak Yuvan Bimar de Mavur Bamedrish, Ala Pasak, Beor Chenir Eor. Pasak says in Tehillim, Lamed Vav, with your light, right, we will see light. And the Medrash says, what's it comparable to? Talk about a guy walking down a long corridor. Yeah, long, long, dark corridor. He lights a match, right? Continues a little bit, goes out. Lights again, continues a little bit, goes out. Tries again, finally says, here he says, Ela mamtina ni ad shetizrach hashemesh. That's it. This business about I'm going to light the match. I'll get myself out of this really cool thing. This is not working. He said, what's it comparable to? The Moshe Rabbeinu's refusal, or his giving it Hashem Kilo a hard time. I don't want to go. Why? So the Medrash says it's comparable to what it says in the pasuk. Be'orcha nir e'or. With your light, we will see light. It's talking about this in Tehillim Lamed Vav.
Right. What was that referring to?
In other words, I'm not going to be able to generate the light to be able to see things clearly. Hashem, I can only see when you make it clear for me. In other words, I can't do it on my own. You need to do it. And the Medrash says, what's it like? Right? It's like a guy who's traveling down a dark corridor. So he lights a candle, he walks a little bit, a gust of wind blows it out. Lights it again, walks some more.
But why should Moshe think that Hashem's not going to be with him at that?
What? Not going to be what?
With him. Why would Moshe say, Moshe would think, I'm not going to be able to do this on my own? Should that be what he thought? Hashem was going to be able to do a hard time.
So we'll see. Okay? So he went to Kampalu, this guy lights the candle, the wind blows it out, lights the candle again, wind goes out. Finally, after he's done this a few times, he says, fine, I'm just going to sit here and wait until the light comes, till the dawn comes, and then I'll find my way out of this place. Okay? Kach Yisrael. Yishtab de Mitzrayim, Amdu Moshe va'aron, Uga Alum. So they were in the Sheba de Mitzrayim, and Moshe Rabbeinu took them out. Okay, that's good. Chazim Nishtabdu b'Bavel, they went to Gauls again in Bavel, right? Nigolu Adi Hanani Mishal Vazarya. Hanani Mishal Vazarya helped get them out of there. Fine. But it's like the candle going on, candle going out, candle going on, right? Chazru.
Wait, how is it compared to the candle going on and on and out?
Because what do you call it? In other words, when there's someone guiding us, yeah, taking us out of what do you call the darkness, like what do you call Hanani Mishal, just like Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron took us out of Aaron Cohen took us out of the darkness of Mitzrayim.
Right.
Then afterwards we go back into darkness again. We go into Bavel. Then the old candle's lit again. Hanani Mishal Vazarya, right?
He was the candle.
Right. They were the candle. Right. And they did help get us out of Babel. But then everybody goes off again. We go into Paras and Madai. Right? After that, what do you call it? So we need, how do you call it? Right? Yeah, we've got the, like I guess, he doesn't mention over here, Mordechai and Esther. right? And then when Kohen goes out again, and we're underneath the heel of the what do you call it, of the Greeks. So then we have Matityahu, you know, and the Chashmonaim, and then it goes out again. So we finally go out, that's it. You know, this doesn't work. You know, we get out for a while, and then go back into the darkness again.
See, when the candle goes out, we need Hashem to relight the candle.
So that's what he's saying. But he called, finally the person who's in the quarter says, I can't light the candle anymore. This is not working. I want to get out of this place. I don't want to, you know, walk 20 feet and then be back in the darkness again. So I'm just going to stand here and wait for the dawn to come, and then I'm going to get out. Amr Yisrael, Nisyaganu, Nigalim, Chozim, Mishtabdim, Ein, right? Einanu, Mavakshim, Shiyar, Lanu, Batar, Adam. We don't want another person, what he called, you know. We don't want another a person of flesh and blood to save us. We want you to save us, Hashem. Elakosh Borchu, Reiko Milmata. We don't tell Batar, Adam here down on earth to save us again. We want you to save us. Elakosh Borchu, Shenemar, Kael Hashem, Vayar, Lanu. Hashem, you light the light.
But sending these people, there is light.
I understand, but each one of them, after they did it, when the light go off again.
You want the final light.
You want the final light that ain't going to go off. If Hashem does, it's not going to go off.
No more diodes. 50,000 hours.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Hooray, we go. Okay. Hooray da ge'ula. Imi al yedei basar v'dam husimen she'ena ge'ula kayemes. If a person of flesh and blood is involved, then we know that it's not going to last forever. V'adayin lo nishlam cheshvan agolus. And we still haven't finished paying off our debt of golus.
Lo'ati yigalem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What makes me think when the Mashiach comes this year, it's going to be...
Oh, that's what he says. Lo'ati yigalem HaKadosh Baruch Hu kov yochol. K'mayim ha'akosam. Ki aloich lifnechem Hashem. Hashem will walk before us. He'll be the light before us. V'lo yeshum shibud achatak klal. And there will be no, what do you call it? It's true, there will be Mashiach. There will be a bunch of Adam. Hashem will walk before him. He'll be the light. Mishumhachi sirev Moshe Rabbeinu b'shlichuso. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu said, I don't want to go. Ki ratzash HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'atmo yigalei. You do it. You do it, and then they'll never have to suffer again. V'tiyah ge'ula kayemes. U'mehad shalach oso hevin. And the fact that Hashem sent him, right? Hakavonish yeod shibud. And the fact that Hashem is sending him, he knows that it means there's going to be another, what he called, galus afterwards, and another galus afterwards. The Sirev, Litovasa Shay Israel, he was refusing because he wanted for the benefit of the Jewish people. I don't want to go, you do it. Kineshitiya
Geula Kayemis. How does that reflect though when the light goes out? You need more light. That Hashem should do it directly and I will do it.
Right. Right. Kach, what he caught? And that's at Lashon the Medrash Rabbah. Kach Omer Moshe, Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ribbono Shalom, Kesheyara Yaakov Le Mitzrayim. Right? Ribbono Shalom, when Yaakov went down to Mitzrayim, what did you say to him then? Lo kach amarta, didn't you say the same? Anochi, ereid imcha. I will go down when Yaakov went down to Mitzrayim in Parshas Vayechi.
I will be with you.
In Parshas, what do you call it? I'm sorry, Parshas Vayigash. Right? Hashem tells Yaakov, Anochi, or ereid imcha. I will go down with you. Va Anochi aolcha gamalo, and I will take you out. The Akshav, I will go down with you. Anochi, Eridim Chav, Anochi, Aolcha Gamalo, and Anochi will take you out. The Akshav, says Moshe Rabbein to Hashem, Atomer Li, Lechavesh Vachacha. You told Yaakov you were going to take him out. Why are you sending me?
That's cute.
Well, it's whatever. Well, wasn't cute. Meshachal Paro, Lo Anochi Hu Shamarta Lo, Anochi Aolcha Gamalo. Hari Lehedger Kamosh Kosev Tisiruvo Hayashiratza Ba'atzma Yigalein. But you see from here that it's Moshe Rabbeinu was not refusing because, you know, space, I got better things to do. I want to play pool. I want to go golfing. I'm too shy or whatever it is. It's because you should do it, and then they won't have to go through this again. Rakshe Tolui Bahanishne Svarzeel. Right. But it's dependent on what we said before. In other words, if they're going to go out early, which is what's happening now, because they're if they stay here any longer, that's going to be finished for them. There's not going to be anything left to take out. So if they're going out early, that means they have to go out through a bus of a dumb, because I can't completely take them out because they're gonna need to, what do you call it, to go back in again. Right, that's what Hashem is telling me.
Hashem still got the motion.
Right. So that's what we call it. So that's why.
Why didn't Hashem just say, okay, you know, let's see the final redemption?
Because that's a checker. Right? Because he's going to say, let's pretend. You can do anything, Hashem. One of the things we learn about the Rabbanu Shalom, right, is what he teaches us, you know, what he's taught us. He taught us something called Emes and something called Sheker. That, and when we would think about him, we have to realize that's what he taught us, something called Emes and called Sheker. That means that we have to think of him in terms of what he taught us is called Emes. And so let's pretend that what he called, oh, I'll fix it up, I'll say that what he called, that you don't have to do this. That's a Sheker. So therefore he said, what he called, you're going to take them out. And, oh, so you're asking, what merit do they have? What merit do they have that they're going to go out now? Right? You say they're going to go out early. So how is that working exactly? I mean, if they have the schus to go out right now, so it means they do have the schus. If they don't have the schus, so what do you call it? So then how are they getting out?
That's Moshe's argument.
Yeah. So which Hashem says, because when you go out, you're going to come to Har Sinai. And there, they're going to experience Anochi, once again, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. In other words, they'll have, record, it's true, I said to Yaakov, Anochi Aocha Gamalo, right? I will take you out. But I can't take them out completely, right, now, because they haven't finished the job. And if I leave them here longer, there's not going to be anything left to redeem. But they will have the connection to Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Shotzeisichel, the person that says Adimros. That they'll have. In other words, we're all going toward the Anochi. We're all going toward the Anochi.
The main reason, right, for Hashem letting us out.
Right, because when we get the Torah, where it says Anochi Hashem Elokecha.
Actually, the main reason is that our future redemption is the future final.
Right, future is going to be final. But in other words, the whole idea is to know Hashem. The whole idea is Anochi, to know I'm telling you who I am. I'm there for what you call when the good times, and there for you for the difficult times. But you know that all difficult times are only what you call for your Tov anyway. Because I'm the one who loves you. I'm the one who cares for you. Yeah, the one who's good to you also. So it's all just what we call the whole saga of the Jewish people is what we call this quest towards Anochi. We call Yaakov Avinu, Hashem told him Anochi Eredim Chav, Anochi Aolcha Gamalo, right? Moshe Rabbeinu says, how am I going to take that? What's good? Because they're going towards Matan Torah, which is Anochi.
And that should be the foundation for them, for us and Hashem's existence.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Where do you find all this stuff then?
It was Siyata Yishmaya. Okay, time out.
Beis HaLevi again?
Yeah, Beis HaLevi. Time out. Let's see.
Very, very, very nice.
Okay, here, wait a second. Time out. Wait a second. Also, on this, when we spoke to Yaakov, when he said, Anochi Eredim Cha Mitzrayim, Anochi Aolcha Gamalo, right? So what he calls it now, he brings down over here, Od Biur Bekavonat HaKosuf, Dekan Balo Avtocha Agdolo Shebecho Avtochos. This promise that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made to Avraham Avinu is the Avtocha, the greatest Avtocha of all Avtochos. Why?
Really?
Sheyeh Nikra Shmo Al Yisrael. That the name of Hashem is going to be leaked to the Jewish people.
Okay.
Right? Because this revelation of who Hashem is always only going to come through the Jewish people. Anochi Aredim Chan, and the revelation of who I am.
I mean, the first time that Hashem said Anochi Anochi to Yaakov.
Right, so this is very cool. So he was promising Yaakov here that you should know that my revelation to the world of who I am, which is the ultimate goal of all of mankind, to know Hashem, right? To know Hashem. The vehicle for this will always only be the Jewish people. Because I'm saying to you, Anochi, Anochi, again, that word that says who I am is going to be a Reid Imcha. It's going to go down with you into the Golos. And as my Anochi is going to be hidden because you're in the Golos. I'm with you. I ain't going anywhere else without you. Right? The revelation, the revelation of who Anochi is only going to be through you, the Jewish people. Okay? Right? Anochi. Anochi, Aoch Hagav Alo. And I would call, and when you go out of Mitzrayim,
final revelation.
Well, let's say what he called it. Yetzias Mitzrayim, and then ultimately, right? Oh, but it's all going to be through the Jewish people. Right? In other words, my Anochi is always linked to you. Anochi Erei Imcha, I will go down with you. Like when you're in the mud, I'm going to be in the mud with you. Anochi Aoch Hagav Alo. And when you come out of the mud, what he called, I'm coming out then also. And Hakadosh Baruch Hu linked his revelation, kaviyachol, of self to reality, to the world, yeah, to the Jewish people. That's the greatest promise of all promises.
From Yaakov.
To Yaakov, he said to Yaakov, because that's to us, right?
Of all the other promises that Hashem made to the Jewish people, this is the most significant.
Right, this is the greatest haftach of all haftachos. That means, recall, there is, will be no revelation to mankind unless it's through the vehicle called the Jewish people. One more nakuda here, right? This is by the Mun.
Okay.
By the Mun. So it says over here, this is in last week's Parsha. It says, Vayomer Moshe v'Aaron el kol b'nei Yisrael, Erev v'yadatem ki Hashem motzi eschem me'eretz Yisrael. Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu, what he called, is really Moshe Aaron telling the Jewish people that, you know what, right, they're complaining, they don't have any food. In the evening you will see that Hashem brought you out of Mitzrayim.
Vayomer
Moshe Aaron el kol b'nei Yisrael.
Hashem says to Moshe.
No, Moshe Aaron said to b'nei Yisrael, Erev, this evening, v'yedatem, and you shall know, ki Hashem hotzi etzchem me'eretz Yisrael. You know that Hashem took you out of Mitzrayim.
What evening are they talking about?
Oh, time out will come. Uboker, and in the morning, right, in the evening you'll see that Hashem took out of Mitzrayim. Uboker, and in the morning, re'isem es kvod Hashem. You will see the glory of Hashem. V'shamo es tunos sechem, that He hears your complaints. Al Hashem, upon Him. V'nachnu man, who are we? Ki salinu aleinu. Why are you complaining to us? Right, because Hashem is in charge of everything. Okay?
And in the morning
you will see the Kvod Hashem, you will see the glory of Hashem. In the evening you will know that Hashem took you out of Egypt. In the morning you will see the glory of Hashem. What is this referring to? In the evening they got the Slav, right? You know, waves of birds came, right, caught. So they could record, they could have the meat. Right? That was a miraculous event.
How is that reflective of Israel?
Oh, time out. But you call it a miraculous event. Right? And in the morning they received what he called the man. Says the Ksav Sofer, this is the son of the Chassam Sofer, the Ksav Sofer. He says, why is it at night they are reminded of Hashem took out of Mitzrayim, and in the morning they see the glory of God?
Okay, we can say they left at night and therefore they saw another miracle at night.
No, because listen to what he says, it's an unbelievable thing. This is very important. Because everything until now, we understand Hashem's involvement, we think of the Jewish people as a whole. We don't think about ourselves as individuals, right? We know everything we discussed until now, right, called the revelation, the Jewish people. What about us, right? You and I. What about us? Individuals. Maybe it's just for the whole Jewish people as a whole, but not what he called for every individual. It says the Ksav Sofer, when the Slav came, so it was a tremendous miracle for what he called for the Jewish people, once again, for the Jewish people. Right? Waves of birds coming, they could take, they could eat, make a shawarma, whatever they want to do. Yeah, etc. So that was just like a repeat of Mitzrayim. Right? That Hashem was with them also here in the desert. He's bringing them their food, a repeat of Mitzrayim. The whole
just
people got.
Just a miracle that was an extension of Mitzrayim.
Yeah, right, reminded them of what he called, that Hashem took them out of Mitzrayim. Fine. In the morning though, in the Mun, everybody tasted whatever he wanted.
Therefore.
What he wanted, he personally thought of. So five people sitting around a table and they're eating mun. One person tastes chicken, one person tastes meat, one person tastes tofu, one person tastes ice cream, one person tastes this, one person tastes that. That means Hashem is relating to every individual. And that's the ultimate kavod of Hashem. Right? The ultimate kavod of Hashem, like the Gemara says in Megillah. The Mokum Ambisanuso, when you see the place of Hashem's greatest humility, That's where you find his greatness. Why? In other words, what does God have to think about what he called, whether, you know, I'm getting, you know, I can floss my teeth, or do I go, or what, can I find a pen to write with, or what he called, when my shoes are getting scuffed, or you know, or if we're going to have enough money in the end of the week to buy what he calls, you know, this thing or that thing. Hashem, he's going to be involved with me. The answer is yes. Because Hashem is so great that there's nothing too small for him to be involved in. Right? Hashem is the source of everything. So it's not just he took out the Jewish people, right? This Jewish people, of which I'm just one small, you know, gear in this immense machine. You know, what's the big deal? Who am I anyway? Right? I'm a zero. Hashem, right? The kavod of Hashem, the real kavod of Hashem, and what they learned from the man, right? What they learned from the man is that everything we learned until now about Hashem and the Jewish people relates to every individual in Klal Yisrael as well. Hashem is totally involved with every individual. Totally, totally involved. And that is why the Kvod Hashem was revealed through the Man. The ultimate, recall, the greatness of Hashem, that nothing is too small. He is so big that nothing is, because big and small is all the same to him, because he's everything. He's everything. And it says, Lo nitna Torah ela ochle aman. The Torah went to people who ate the man. Because that's something we have to remember when we learn about Torah, when we learn Torah also, right? That everybody has got their chelek in Torah. Torah is not just given to the Jewish people, some unnamed, it's given to the Jewish people, of course, right? And we eat the Jewish people. We can't cut ourselves off from any other person because the Jewish people as a whole are the vehicle for Hashem's revelation in the world. But Hashem's involvement is with each individual.
He has nothing else to eat.
Who?
What choice do they have? Either the mother or not.
I understand the fact that what he called it, you tasted one thing because that's what you wanted. I tasted different thing because that's what I wanted. But what does he have to get involved in that? Heck with you. Let it all taste the same. I'm close to everybody. And the final thing is what he called it, the Gemara says in Shabbos, Rav Yochanan, right, talking about the concept of notrikon, of contractions, in the, what he called in the Torah. So we're anochi. Right.
So what's
the contraction? When you have a word that really called, it represents what he called over that, each letter represents a different, what he called, different word. Right? Kilo. We'll use it for that purpose here. Rav Yochanan Dide Omar, Anochi. The word Anochi is Anotrikon. Standing for Ana, I, Nafshi, myself, Ksivas, wrote it down, Yahavas, and gave it to you.
Say it again.
Ana, I, Nafshi, myself, Kaviyacho, Ksivas wrote it down, and Yahavis, and I gave it to you. That's the Torah. There's a lot of ways to understand this, but what do you call it? The Imri Emes, and I think it's the most Pasha way, really, but whatever.
Me, Nafshi.
I, myself,
not
wrote it down and gave it to you.
What's
the Torah? We're talking about the Torah here.
And I gave it to you. Right. What's yud? Yud is
Yahavas, to give. Ana, I, Nafshi, myself, Ksivas wrote down, Yahavas, and gave it to you. So Anochi, the word Anochi itself, so says the Imri Emes, what does that mean? Ana, Nafshi, I myself wrote it down and gave it to you. Says the Imri Emes, right? Kola Torah Kula, the whole Torah are the names of Hashem. Right? Kol Os Va'os, every letter is in require, are the names of Hashem. So when it says Ana Nafshi, I myself, Akilo, I wrote myself down. I wrote down the Torah, my will. I gave it to you, that's why I gave myself to you.
Each letter is the name of
Hashem. Is the name of Hashem.
I wrote it down to give it to you.
I gave you myself. Ana Nafshi, I have given you myself. I wrote myself down. I put myself into the letters of the Torah and gave it to you. So the Jewish people, right? Hashem is involved with the Jewish people, right? And he's involved with every individual Jew. And we live between the poles of record of Anochi Hashem Lekecha Shotzei Sichem Eretz Yisrael, of Hashem revealing himself to take us out of Mitzrayim, right? By taking us out of Mitzrayim, and we're going towards the pole of where Hashem will once again reveal himself. Right? He'll reveal himself as the one, what he called, who's going to redeem us. And then when he redeems us, he's going to say, Anochi, Anochi, Menachem Chem. Right? It was the same me that, what he called, that took you out and is taking you out now. I was the same Anochi along with you all the way, even the hard times, what he called, when I was, what he called, when you were suffering. Same Anochi, because it was all for your purpose. And how are you going to hold on in the long corridor between the first, what he called, Anochi, right, in Yetzias Yisrael, and the last Anochi, the final Anochi, of Anochi, Anochi, Menachem Chem, you hold on to it because you have the Torah. Because you have me with you when you have the Torah. When you learn the Torah and do the Torah and you're Mekayim the Torah, you have me because I wrote myself down and gave it to you. I think it's mamish true.
Beautiful.